Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brian.
Rana.
No. Here's what I'm not going to do.
What?
I don't want to know what you're doing for Halloween, and I don't want to know what Dante's doing for Halloween.
All I know, Rana, is
that's
I already
all
got-
I don't want to know.
I already got my costume for this show.
When are you going to wear it?
I guess next week, right?
That would be this week, I think. What week is it? Oh, no, this is next. Halloween's next week.
Halloween's next Sunday.
Oh, so we're doing costumes again?
Well, you don't have to, Rana, but all I know is there was one costume I wanted to do for this specific show. And so I got it.
Well, I know who I'm going as.
But on Halloween night, I think I'm going to be Chucky. But go ahead.
Are you serious?
I really want to do a red wig. And I like the rainbow stripe. And so I'm doing that. And then I just have to figure out what to do for my face.
Are you going to Charles Rogers' Halloween party?
I am. I'm going to fly back to LA for it.
Yeah. He invited me.
You're going to go? Rana, you should come. You could be Jennifer Tilly and I'll be Chucky.
I wouldn't be a bad Jennifer Tilly.
No, you'd be a great one.
Jennifer Tilly, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I've got the legs for it.
Bride of Chucky.
Bride of Chucky.
Yeah. Let's do it, Rana.
I'll think it over.
Okay.
That would require me flying to Los Angeles.
Yeah, we fly right into Burbank. I got, Well, you'll pay for the even more. And then
there's mint to even more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they still doing the snack bar? Because if they must not be.
They are actually.
They still have the pantry. You love a pantry.
I love a pantry. They still, you know what though? Guess what they're not doing anymore?
The meals in mint?
No, they're still, don't worry, Ron. I think the last time I sniffed around first class mint, they still had the meals.
Yeah.
The mustache chocolate chip cookies are gone. It's a new shape.
What shape is it?
It's just like little tiny little cookies, chocolate chip
cookies. That's what I was going to be for Halloween, was a mustache.
Was the mustache cookie?
Yeah.
Can't be now, Rana.
I'll have to rethink it. Okay, so you've got your costume ready for this podcast for next week?
I am so proud of this costume. It truly is the most unflattering thing you could ever imagine in your entire life.
More unflattering than the Hamburglar? The Hamburglar was quite flattering on both of us, I thought.
I thought you wore Hamburglar really, really well.
We did. I was thinking about that today, how we did our Hamburglars last year. So we have to do our Halloween costume.
But I didn't know
again.
You were going to be Hamburglar last year.
Remember, I know,
that
was a reveal.
Shock to me. It was amazing.
We should do a reveal again this year.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you who I'm not going to be.
Okay.
Even though the internet wants it.
What do they want?
They want me to be Jerry from Succession, because everyone thinks Jerry from Succession is a real Rana.
She is a real Rana.
Yeah. There's been a lot of talk about how Jerry's look this year is very Rana.
It is.
I wouldn't be surprised. We're going to have Frank Rich on and ask him about, my dear friend Frank Rich, and ask him how the costumes got the way they got.
He's not a costumer, Rana.
No, he's a producer on the show. He's an executive producer on the show. He has creative input into the direction that things go.
I'd like to model for him.
If you think he didn't say, for Jerry, I want you to look at this person's costumes, wardrobe.
Don't tell me you've ever met Frank Rich, Rana.
He's a dear friend of mine, Frank Rich.
What?
Of course he is. He and Alex.
Alex who?
His wife, Alex Witchell. Oh, come on. If that's not the Elaine crowd, I don't know
what
right.
is. No, you're right. It is, actually. It is. That is exactly
We're
going to
get Frank
Elaine
Rich
crowd.
On the podcast. We're going to get him on the free feed.
I'd be so scared, but also so excited.
I don't know if we can get him in time for Veronica, but we're going to get him. Oh, why would you be scared? He is the nicest man you've ever met.
Yeah, but the two of you together, it's going to be too, I'm going to feel definitely ganged up on.
No, you're going to feel feel tension, though.
You're going to talk about culture, and you're going to talk about blah, blah.
Frank is so friendly and so fun, and he's the easiest person in the world to talk to.
Really?
He's absolutely the easiest person in the world to talk to. Such a conversationalist.
Do you think he'd write a review of me?
There's nothing like a dinner with Frank Rich. Will he write a review of you?
Yeah.
It might not be more than four words, but he might.
Brian Safi is fucking hot.
Yeah.
Oh, four words. Brian Safi is it.
I think he's just going to be three words. Broadway is back is what he's going to write.
That's true. That's
going to be Brian Safi, colon, Broadway is back.
My God, I got to. Okay, well, Rana, if you, I cannot, you know what? I just can't believe you've never introduced me to him because you're right. It makes sense. It makes sense just as much sense. But you never told me about him. And I can't believe it.
I mean, because listen to the level of excitement. If I sat you next to Frank at a dinner party, you would immediately be saying, remember the review you wrote in 1997
definitely.
Of, you know, at or whatever, closer.
Yep.
And and you said, I will never forget, you said, Anna Friel is a revelation. And I said, who's Anna Friel or whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. I can't wait.
And he would never be able to get a bite.
I would love to go see, you know, Phantom took over Times Square recently, Rana.
What does that mean? Like TKTS booth to sell tickets?
Well, and I'll tell you why. Because I think those huge shows are really worried because New Yorkers don't go see those shows.
Well, they should.
It requires tourists, you know?
Of course, yeah.
And so if people aren't going there, they're the ones who see it, those big shows. Yeah.
You know, your portrait of Sherman, you're wearing the same color as Sherman's wearing in the background of his portrait. So you sort of look like you're wearing the same outfit as Sherman.
Well.
But at least you look like a pair. Today.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I love being compared to a dog in my fashion.
You know what?
Sherman's gorgeous.
You're gonna have to decide who you are today. Because
there isn't
a person who doesn't want to be compared to Sherman.
You're right.
You talk about is how gorgeous Sherman is, but now you've decided he's just a dog.
Well,
I gave you a compliment.
You know what? I'm not over the Frank Rich
lack of introduction.
Secrecy. And all I know now is
you
I'm
sound
be,
very Texas today.
Just so you know, Rana.
Secrecy.
Just so you know, Rana.
Sacristy. Secrecy.
Oh, hell. Rana, just so.
Do they say Miss in Texas? Do you call people Miss June and Miss Lila? And
maybe
Miss...
in East Texas you do. That might be more of a Tyler, Texas, Beaumont, when you're really getting into the
Louisiana,
South. Correct. Yeah. They might do that there. But in Central Texas and West Texas, no.
Okay.
Yeah, by and large.
You were going to say something else, dear, and I absolutely cut you right off.
I'm just saying, you get the I just want you to know that from now on, when we have a guest, I'm going to be really guarded at the beginning, and I'm not going to trust them, especially Frank Rich. Just because I think now I feel like guests are come on the show for me to feel ganged up on, and it's not. But that's why you brought Paul F. Tompkins.
First of all, you and Paul ganged up on me, and people were saying it all over the boards.
Oh, you're
actually
right.
We're going to have to read about it in a second.
You're right.
And Paul ganged right up on me, and it was like you wanted to dance with Paul and you wanted nothing to do with me, and I was your date. And that was how it went, first of all.
Well.
Silence.
I'm sorry. Well,
silence.
You know, I'm sorry for whatever you think happened.
Second.
You know?
You're sorry for how I feel?
I'm sorry if that...
If that's how I feel?
Yeah, I'm sorry if that's how you feel. I am sorry if that's how you feel.
And the other thing I just told you is that Frank is not a person that would gang up on a person. You've got the wrong idea about him. He's the sweetest man alive. He only gangs up on people with his pen.
Well, that's fine. All I know is I'm gonna come in here with a top hat and a glass of Merlot. And then, you know what I mean? Then we'll see who's the snob.
Make sure you wear a cape. But you were saying that Phantom took over Times Square and you never finished that engaging story.
I don't know what it meant either. All I know is they were like, Phantom is back, Phantom is back, Phantom's back, and it took over Times Square.
I didn't know it left or it was still there. I didn't know any of those things. I just assume
it took a while
happening
to
in the background. Yeah,
I'm Googling.
I've never seen the show.
Ever?
No. I'm not a fool, Brian. Even when it was Michael Crawford, I didn't see Phantom, okay?
Did you hear Phantom ever?
The Phantom of the Opera.
Yes.
That one.
Exactly.
I was upset. People said they liked my Evita that I sang the other week, yeah, but really, it wasn't good enough. I heard it, and I, my
Rana,
voice was
I disagree.
Not
I
doing
also
the right
loved
thing.
Your Evita and said it,
but I could do a better Evita. Attention, Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something. You can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. Now, I don't know why Mimi has included this today, but I'm going to talk about it anyway.
Let's do it, Rana.
Because when I read it, I thought it was funny.
It's amazing.
Whether or not the internet is discussing this, I have no idea. But Mimi told us that there is some guy in the UK going nuts.
Because losing it.
He, which, by the way, if you've spent any time in the UK.
Of course I have.
Or lived there or understand their ways. You understand sure. that this is a very real thing. And in fact, the funny thing about this, this is a total Brexit post. This is the sort of
okay,
reason
yeah.
why people wanted Brexit. And the hysterical thing about it is they're doing it to themselves.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
So people used to complain, oh, the European Union is making up the rules for us. And they, you know, they have these inane rules and they say, I can only have this cheese and I can't have that cheese, or they don't believe in canned tuna or whatever it is.
Right. Meanwhile, Britain had every caveat imaginable under that.
I'm making all that up, but that's how silly.
Yeah.
It all, that was what the Brexiteers would talk about. They would say, don't you want your own canned tuna?
Right.
Well, if you stay in the European Union, you can't have canned tuna anymore.
Right.
They're going to take it away.
Yep.
And they had those big buses. And that was how Bojo even got into office in the first place, was terrifying people that basically they weren't going to get their cable or whatever.
And then
it was.
He tried to creep away like a coward.
Like the absolute snail.
Yep,
that he is.
Total he is a he's snail.
No, he's not even a snail. He's a slug.
He's a total slug.
Snails have shells.
That's true. And they're pretty.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a slug.
He's a slug.
For sure.
Well, anyway, that slug is running a country that is prejudiced against American sprinkles.
That's right.
Colored sprinkles.
Some baker over there who has a real attitude, I will say that. He reminds me definitely of like a Gordon Ramsay type. Like
he
he's
should
a
be a writer. He's very talented. Yeah.
Very funny. Super yeah. pissed that American sprinkles, I guess, are illegal in the UK, even though he says American sprinkles are the only ones to bake with.
British sprinkles are awful. He is going so far as to say that he will not use British sprinkles.
Yeah, he was like, say goodbye to those cakes
sprinkles.
You love.
Yep, he's not going to make them anymore. I wish I had had the time to look up what a Bruce was.
Me too. I've
Did
never
you
heard
look
of
it
that
up by any
cake.
Chance? He makes some kind of a thing called a chocolate Bruce.
I wonder.
A
if it's
sorry,
after...
a birthday Bruce.
Yeah.
He's
Bruce,
called
birthday
Get
Bruce.
Baked.
He's called
and
Get Baked.
And he's absolutely furious, and I'm dying for
my God, he also
Kimba.
Makes raspberry glazed donut cookies.
Well, that's understandably his bread and butter, which is, no pun intended, which is that he needs the sprinkles because they look like a pink donut, probably.
Yep. Like the Homer Simpson donut, probably.
Now, if Dante was worth anything, he'd be Googling this. We talked
well,
about this
I
last
am Googling
week.
Birthday
we
Bruce, but it's all just
week.
Happy
he'd
birthday
be popping
videos
up
to Bruce
pictures.
Springsteen.
Birthday Bruce cake. Did you put that on?
I put, no, now I will. Birthday Bruce cake.
In any event, he's going absolutely insane. And so somebody tattled on him. And that was how they found out he was using illegal sprinkles.
Yeah.
And apparently you can't use American sprinkles because of the food coloring that we use. Because, of course, everything is so dangerous in America. People are dropping dead from eating sprinkles all the time. So in any event, it's absolutely worth a read. I mean, this is a very funny, very,
he says,
very
it is
funny
highly
post.
Unlikely that we will find any legal sprinkles that we will use as a replacement. British sprinkles just aren't the same. They're totally shit and I hate them. I'm extremely passionate about sprinkles. I need to think this one over. We will obviously need to make some adjustments to the menu in order to compensate for this truly horrendous ordeal. One option is to glaze them as normal, but just not use sprinkle. It makes me
talking
sick
about
just
his
thinking
donut
about
cookies.
It.
Yeah.
His donut cookies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He in
says,
any event,
sprinkles in this country are totally shit. They look wank. They bake wank.
He's right.
Yeah. He's lost sleep over it. He's fucking pissed.
He says he's not going to be able to take his daughter to Disney World now.
Yeah.
Because, wait, here it is. Here it is. I found it.
The bruise?
Turned in for illegal sprinkles, Baker seizes spotlight.
Good for
him. I hate to tell you, his food looks terrible.
Oh, really?
Well, not terrible, but it just looks like a cake. It looks like a chocolate cake. It's a chocolate layer cake. A very good looking chocolate layer cake, I might add. A chocolate layer cake that has sprinkles sprinkled on it is what
I
it looks
love a
like.
Sprinkle. I'm a texture nut, and I love it.
I wish I could show this to you. I mean, just did you put birthday Bruce cake sprinkles?
I didn't put sprinkles, but let
put
me try
in sprinkles
that. Because every
see.
Cake I got says happy birthday, Bruce.
Yeah, this was on NPR apparently. So maybe Ari Shapiro knows more. We
oh,
should really.
I see. Yeah, it's sort of like a.
I mean, the chocolate cake, I'll
cake?
Tell you, you know, I love. No, it's a layer cake.
Oh, it is?
I love a chocolate layer cake. And I've been searching the world for the best chocolate layer cake, and I'm convinced it only exists in my mind. But you can see it here with the American sprinkles all over it. But I mean, really, it looks like a layer cake. He just dumped some sprinkles.
Well, there's some hot new bakery in Sherman Oaks, apparently, that's supposed to be really good called Josephine. But I don't know if they have what you're looking for.
Well, what would I be doing over there? How would I even find Sherman Oaks? Where is it?
It's in the valley. So you go 101.
You know where it is? It's on the other side of the hill from the Beverly Hills Hotel. Is that right?
I mean, that's one way to put it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I was going to see if I could find this donut cookie while I'm looking, and I really hope Dante's taking a note or two so that he could put the picture in for people on this week's episode.
Who knows? I got to say, it doesn't look very good.
The cake, I mean, look, it doesn't look like something to quit over. Let's put it that way.
Certainly not.
It just looks like a piece of cake that a child accidentally dumped some sprinkles on.
I was going to say, that's not the kind of cake I would take to a party.
No.
Yeah.
I mean.
That looks like an Entenmann's cake.
Oh, get out of here. Here's the donut cookie. It looks like nothing. Hold on. I'm sending you the link of this right now.
Okay.
I mean, it looks like nothing.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to put the link in the Zoom. Do you think I know how to do that? Let's see.
Go click chat.
Excuse me. I already did click chat.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
How
oh
dare
God,
you?
I'm so scared.
You should be. It's going to be the most disappointing click of your life.
Oh my
or
God.
At least
what?
In this month. What? And
it
also.
It must taste delicious.
No, of course it doesn't. In what world? Now this is, okay. You know what? Let's get into this then. If you
okay.
want to get
oh,
into
wow.
it, we're going to get into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I want to get into it, Ronna.
Well, I'm going to get into it.
Let's do it.
All of these British Bake Off people.
Yeah.
People that say to
oh,
me.
Oh, here we go. I know
do
I know
you
your
watch
opinion on
British
this.
Bake Off? Do you love British Bake Off? Are you watching the new season of Bake Off? Have you ever watched Bake Off? Look, I love the hosts. I love the tent. I love the look. I love the smeg blenders, et cetera,
ew.
Et cetera.
Oh, uh-huh.
But.
Sorry.
Not the smegma blenders, Brian.
Ronna, you're filthy.
I see what's going on here. I happen to know you have a visitor coming, and what you're trying to do is get all your mischief out before your visitor comes.
I have a visitor coming that I have to be on
good behavior
for. Because
I know you have
to
behave for your visitor.
I do.
And you,
this is my last shot
yeah,
right here.
I happen to know that's exactly what's going on here. You're being your naughty self until your visitor comes, and you have to watch everything that you say and do.
All my P's and Q's.
Yep.
You're right.
Every last one of them.
You're right.
Well, anyway, I was talking about smeg blend is not whatever yeah. you're talking about. Not
okay.
a not,
what is it, Ronna?
Nothing. In any event, my point is, That show is for people that are either British or Americans who have never really lived or spent time in the UK.
Ding, ding, ding.
Because the truth of the matter is, their baked goods are terrible.
Maybe, they but they're fun to watch.
Baked goods. They look terrific. Ed Kemper is an exception to this. I
was going to say, we know someone from the show.
No, Rana. Ed is an absolute exception to this because Ed makes gorgeous, beautiful, rich things. But there's a very international profile to the things that Ed makes. Meaning I can tell that Ed likes the tastes and the flavors of other cultures. Mm-hmm. Ed is not a provincial baker.
Right.
He is a patisserie.
But some of those people are very international, Rana. I mean, England's a very international place.
No. England is a very provincial place.
London is a very international
place. London
city.
Is a very international place. Fair and enough. The charm of the Great British Bake Off is the idea that you're eating a berry crumpet, you know, whatever these beautiful comfort food, comfort bake shop things are. And they're known for their bake shops. But the truth of the matter is they've got nothing on the French. Or even on the Americans when it comes to a delicious baked good. So for this guy to talk about how incredible his raspberry donut cookies are, and for that to look like that, I personally am not a bit surprised that it neither resembles a donut or probably tastes like one. That he has just dumped the sprinkle. I mean, he's 30 years behind on the sprinkle game.
The absolute nerve.
I didn't know I was going to have to get into that.
I'm really sorry.
I did. And all you people who want to disagree with me, go for it. Because my guess is you've never lived in England.
I disagree with you. And I have never lived in England. So
do me a favor. Next time you're in London, first thing I want you to do is go get a cupcake somewhere.
I have to say, I don't think I've ever gotten like a pastry there, except on like a tea service or something.
That's a different story altogether.
I understand.
Yeah. But go get a cupcake.
Okay.
And then call me, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
I will. And then, well, I will, depending on my plan.
Call me 3 days later when you can finally go to the bathroom. But I will say that no one makes a scone. No one makes a scone like the British.
There you go. They're doing something right.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of Foreplay.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to Foreplay Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.